Track 7.
A ghost story. If you had asked me last week whether I believe in ghosts, my answer would have been a definite no. But something happened at the weekend that changed my mind. On Friday night, I was driving home from work over a mountain pass. A typhoon was coming, and it had already started raining heavily. As I drove around a bend, my headlights shone on a young girl walking in the middle of the road. I braked as hard as I could, and the car stopped about 3 meters away from her. The girl turned to face me, and I noticed two things at the same time. The first was that she was wearing a nightdress, and the second was that she wasn't wet. In fact, it wasn't raining on her at all. There seemed to be a protective dome surrounding her. Suddenly, my engine died and the headlights went out. It was completely black, and I couldn't see the girl anymore. I tried to get out of the car, but the doors were locked. I sat still, trying not to panic. After what seemed like an eternity, the engine started again and the headlights illuminated the road in front of me once more. The little girl had vanished. I drove home, slowly and carefully, and told my wife what I had seen. My wife went into the living room and came back with a newspaper. Without saying a word, she placed it on the counter in front of me. The headline read, "Mother and daughter killed in car accident on mountain road." The date was 2 days earlier. I don't understand what I saw, and I don't know what it meant, but I do know that I will have to think very hard the next time someone asks me if I believe in ghosts.